This is a problem in our backyard, and there's things that you can do to help it.
That's Kevin Roth of the Pennypack Ecological Restoration Trust, one of the coordinators of the Winter Salt Watch Project. Roth says dozens of volunteers fanned out across the region this past winter to measure salt levels in outdoor freshwater areas.
Without the citizen scientists doing this and the regular folks going out to the creeks and the scariest of weather and getting this data, we wouldn't be aware of this problem now.
Emily Bielewis of the Isaac Walton League, which supplied the kits to do the measurements, says the data collected showed some harmful levels of salt contamination.
That salt is impacting aquatic life living in the water. They're freshwater species living in the streams. They're not adapted to deal with salt in their water. Same for any woodland creatures drinking from that water.
While road salt was a big factor, she says volunteer monitors found evidence in tributaries coming from neighborhoods where residents use salt to melt ice and snow on sidewalks. And there were strip malls as well, which used contractors to spread salt on parking lots. Mark Abrams, KYW News Radio.